deal. Keeping it one love.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. South Zambia equips 22 young women with entrepreneurship skills. Government secures 5 billion kwacha to pay farmers. In international news, Moroccans on Thursday marked 50 years since the Green March. And in sports, Zambia under 17 boys march against Honduras, not easy. Now the news in detail. South Zambia, in collaboration with Anura Partners, has equipped 22 young women with entrepreneurship skills at a 4-day boot camp training held in Lusaka. South Zambia Executive Director Linganji Nanyangwe says the boot camp has been a transformative entrepreneurship boot camp for young women under the Gender Eco Economies Initiative. She states that at SRHR Africa Trust, SAT, they have understood that they cannot speak about health rights or empowerment without addressing the economic realities of young people. As for many women, economic independence is the foundation upon which they build their confidence, make decisions about their health and well-being, and participate meaningfully in their communities.
We found that you cannot speak about rights. People are hungry, or if people don't feel confident that they will have a future where they can take care of themselves and children as well. So we came up with what we're calling the 2026-2030 strategy. And this strategy has identified work preparedness and economic participation as pillars, okay? Pillars for gender equality, pillars for providing meaning to our young people, pillars for allowing our young people to participate in economic development. So we came up with a concept on how this could be done, and we looked at which consulting experts within the SADC region would be critical to delivering this. And we said, how do we do this? We will start in Zambia, we will start in Zimbabwe, maybe start with 25 girls.
And Anura Partners practice lead Mahak Gobados says the aim of the training is to help the girls find confidence to approach business partners and clients. She has stated that building confidence will help prepare them maintain a positive attitude in their businesses even after facing rejection.
And the second thing in confidence is to prepare them and really allow them to practice how to sell, right? Because that's fundamental. It's the core of any business is to be able to have that marketing and sales capability. The second objective that we have is really helping the girls build a resilience to handle rejection. The third objective of the Entrepreneurship Bootcamp is actually to prepare yourself to start a business. So what does this mean? It's pitching, it's storytelling, it's about how do you tell your story and present yourself, right? So it's about refining your pitch and refining how you sell your business ideas based on feedback, continuous coaching, continuous feedback, and that is what the girls did over the 3-day bootcamp.
The Higher Education Authority has expressed its full support for the proposed Teaching Profession Bill 2025 describing it as a progressive and timely reform aimed at enhancing professionalism, ethics and the overall quality of education in the country. The authority has, however, urged Parliament to ensure that the bill is harmonized with the Higher Education Act 2013 as read with the Higher Education Amendment Act 2021 to prevent duplication of functions, institutional overlaps, and potential regulatory conflicts between the authority and the Teaching Council of Zambia. Presenting its position before the Parliamentary Committee on Education, Science and Technology on Wednesday, the 7th of November 2025, the authority delegation led by Director General Professor Kazila S. Chinsembu highlighted several commendable provisions in the proposed law. The authority cited enhanced professionalism, robust disciplinary framework, continuous professional development, prohibitions and penalties, among other things. Furthermore, the authority supported the inclusion of internationally comparable teaching standards but cautioned that without coordination, there could be conflicting benchmarks between academic and professional regulators. Speaking during the presentation, Dr. Martin Mushumba, who is the Director of Quality Assurance, stated that to address the potential conflict, the authority proposed that the bill should mandate a memorandum of understanding between the authority and the Teaching Council to guide collaboration in standard setting, data sharing, and joint quality assurance visits. The Ministry of Health represented the Republic of Zambia at the 7th International Conference on Family Planning held in Bogota, Colombia, under the theme Equity Through Action, Advancing Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights for All, which brought together global leaders, policymakers, and advocates to advance universal access to family planning and reproductive health. Speaking during the high-level ministerial roundtable on advancing sustainable financing for family planning and reproductive health, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Kennedy Lishimpi, highlighted Zambia's transformational approach to family planning, describing it as the single most strategic investment in the nation's human capital. Dr. Lishimpi further emphasized that Zambia's commitment goes beyond policy as it is backed by real financial investment and government leadership. Meanwhile, joining the roundtable virtually, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima reaffirmed Zambia's resolve to strengthen domestic financing for reproductive health. Dr. Muchima has further announced that Zambia has successfully implemented the UNFPA Compact Agreement, disbursing $11.5 million between 2023 and 2025 through a third-party procurement mechanism. He says all commodities procured in 2023 and 2024 were delivered through the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, has welcomed the signing of Statutory Instrument No. 69 of 2025 on funeral expenses reimbursement as a progressive and compassionate move by the government. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami says the new law marks a significant step forward in protecting the dignity of workers as well as easing the emotional and financial burden faced by families during times of loss. Ayami notes that for many Zambian households, the death of a breadwinner often brings not only grief but also economic distress. He states that the provision for funeral expense reimbursement will help families mourn with dignity as well as reduce the pressure of unplanned costs.
For many Zambian households, the death of a breadwinner, you know, often brings not only grief but also economic stress. This scheme is going to help families mourn with dignity but also reduce the pressure of unplanned costs, because you know when